How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen.
Firstly, an apology. We're going out a day late today. I had family stuff yesterday, so I couldn't do the podcast. But we are here with you a day late.
A day late.
But still your
still
friend.
Here. Still here.
Still your like-minded friend.
Still on Like-Minded Friends. It's a beautiful sunny day.
It's lovely.
Here in London Bridge.
In London Town.
In London Town. And what a week it's been. In so many ways.
In many ways, yeah.
And we were just talking about the horrible things that happened in Manchester on Monday. And I was saying about, I was just introducing Susie to, tragically, one of the victims was a young guy called Martin Hett.
Yes.
Who was so, I saw a couple of friends of mine who live in Manchester, had put on Facebook how sorry they were for his loss. And I thought, who is this? And he was such a clever, funny man.
Yeah, really funny. Yeah, he's got a great video that's pinned to Twitter, like his pinned tweet.
Yeah,
that's a collection of
The sounds Audrey Roberts made in Coronation Street.
It's just hilarious. Just have a listen to it. It's
so funny.
The time and effort it must have taken to make people laugh is just brilliant.
Just such a great, funny, full of life guy. And it's all, of course, it's all tragic, isn't it? But I suppose it's just when you learn specifically about somebody, it just sort of it humanizes it more.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah. Yeah.
Because they become people rather than like numbers of.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're people, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I think that does happen, doesn't it? We kind of look. Somehow it's in the news world we live in. It's sometimes difficult to actually connect with it, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Because it's.
Not really connect with it, but it's just sort of, it takes it to a deeper level, I suppose.
Yeah, I think so. And it's, yeah. So, and in a place like Manchester where we have both gigged so frequently, and
such a
wonderful place.
Love it. Yeah. Yeah. So sad, so sad. But as it seems is the case in Manchester, people are carrying on and being very strong about it. So I guess
Indeed.
We should all endeavour to follow their lead.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
How are you feeling about the sunshine, Susie?
I'm feeling great about the sunshine.
Yes.
Tom. It's really nice to see it. I think my mood has lifted. I've been through a relatively turbulent time of late.
It's been a very turbulent
breakups,
time for you.
Losing my dear Nan.
Yes.
Also, thanks to everybody, not everybody, but so many of you got in touch about me losing my Nan and how much you enjoyed the episode. Really meant a lot to me. Thank you so much.
Not everybody. So if you didn't
think about that. Let's
think
talk about
that.
You. But the sun is shining. Mm. I've got a pair of flip-flops.
You have. You've just come in from the pool.
Like I've just come in from the pool. They're sliders.
Like you've just stepped out of a salon.
Yeah, that's who I am now. I've got on a little croppy shirt.
It's so croppy. It's nice.
It's a holiday shirt.
It's a holiday shirt. Not in the American sense, which would be quite a heavy flannel. Yeah, I imagine, to keep you warm.
Yeah.
A holiday shirt in the summer British way.
Yes, absolutely. So the sun is shining. My mood has lifted.
Well, that's good.
I feel like I can take on the world.
Well, that's great, Susie. That's
great. Thanks, Tom. How's the sun made you feel?
Well,
miserable.
I had a terrible time. Yes, I had one of the worst cups of coffee I've ever had yesterday.
What happened, Tom?
So I was at the station. My hay fever was going through the roof.
Mm.
My eye.
Your hay fever has been
nothing but a saga. Nothing but a saga.
Like a holiday for the elderly.
It's like
nothing but a saga.
Nothing but a saga. That's funny.
Thanks.
It's been nothing but a saga. It goes on and on. So yesterday, I don't know what it was. I took a nice leisurely stroll to the station. Then I ran into my next door neighbour. I said hello to him. He started talking to me about shorts. It was a nice conversation, but then I realised I was suddenly a bit late. Luckily, I had my Phil Collins on, but I just...
Is that a look or is that music?
That's actually music on this occasion,
okay.
But it could be considered a look because we do have a similar hairline.
You do have a similar hairline and you're also often holding drumsticks.
Often holding drumsticks. You know me.
Two drumsticks under the arm, hat on.
Hat on. Sometimes I'm in the film Buster, a wonderful movie.
A gorilla's following you around.
Is that in the film Buster?
No, that's... I was actually referring to that Dairy Milk advert where the gorilla plays...
Oh, he's the drummer.
It does the Phil Collins drum solo.
Doof, doof. Yeah, from... Was it Susudio or...
There's
Come in the Air Tonight.
Something
He wrote some great tunes, and he's on tour. We're not being paid to plug his tour.
No, we're not. Also, we're still on tour, so if you're going to buy tickets for any tour, we've got two
dates
left.
Not Phil Collins, us, remember? And he... and so I put the Phil Collins on, and by the time I got to the station, my left eye was watering so much. I thought, what can I do? Well, I hadn't had a cup of coffee at that point. I got to Waterloo. I went to Cafe Ritazza. There was an...
There's your first error.
I know. I mean, there were... two older people there. They had wheelie cases. They were clearly on a lovely time out.
But they were getting right in your fucking way.
And I was like, oh God, there's a queue now. They're going to be here forever. I said, are you being served? They said, yes. I said, isn't it a great sitcom? They said, yes.
What do you think?
We started doing some quotes. We talked about the comeback. And
is it going back?
It came back. And it went back.
Right.
But and then I ordered my Americano. So... now, who makes an Americano by just pouring just a cup of boiling water and then he dings an espresso in the top of it?
No.
That's not an espresso. That's not an Americano. Americano is an espresso topped up with a bit of hot water.
Mm-hmm.
So all I ended up with was this sort of boiling hot.
Half coffee.
Like coffee-flavoured water.
Oh, that's horrid.
It was so horrid, Suze. It was really awful.
They think nurses have it hard.
They say that, don't they? But I was just so... and then they were faffing around and I only had like 30 seconds to get the train because I like to live life on the knife edge.
And were you still crying because of the hay fever?
I was crying because of the hay fever.
But people assumed it was the coffee.
They thought it was because the coffee was so bad. I was running for a train. It was a terrible time. Terrible.
Where were you going?
I was going west, Clapham. There's only one stop.
Good to know.
Good to know. But then...
go on.
I read about this new sandwich phenomenon.
Oh, Tom, I'm all ears.
So, they're doing it in America. It's at the...
I love America.
I mean, they do a lot of things very well.
They do. I'm thinking of moving to New York.
Oh, that's great for them.
For them, it is.
Just like Carrie from Sex and the City.
Oh, yeah. That's how I envision my life there, but with a lot less sex with men.
What Sex and the City character would you be?
I don't know. There's a very funny moment in Family Guy where they describe it as three hookers and their mother.
They do.
I guess I'm Miranda. I'm not Samantha. I'm not that confident.
Miranda. And why are you saying that? Because you both got short hair.
We both got short hair. She's a lesbian in real life. You know.
And you're a lesbian in real life.
You know.
That's the thing. So this sandwich apparently Now, do you like pickles?
I love pickles.
As in a gherkin?
I love a gherkin.
Me too.
I have them in the fridge. I sometimes eat them when I'm drunk, like a pregnant lady. Not a drunk pregnant lady. But like, you know, pregnant
ladies
love gherkins.
I'm sure people didn't used to worry about. I'm sure like our parents' generation didn't worry about that.
Having a drink? No, Mum smoked when she was pregnant with me.
Did she?
Yeah,
and you've turned out fine.
No, I think she'd have like the occasional fag, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Because people know like, no, I can't have coffee, I'm pregnant. No, I can't have pate, I'm pregnant. I mean...
no, I can't have foie gras, I'm pregnant. You shouldn't eat it all the time.
You shouldn't eat it all the time anyway. It's really cruel, but...
delicious.
No. It's interesting, isn't it? It's interesting. That those things have changed.
So you're a pickle sandwich. It's in America.
So it's a pick. It's an actual gherkin sliced down the middle. That's the bread
with
chicken, like spicy chicken inside. You know how I feel about chicken.
We all
know how I feel about sandwiches. Doesn't that sound delicious? Why don't we have things like that? Like, you know how much I love banh mi sandwiches.
You love a sandwich.
I love a sandwich. A Vietnamese banh mi sandwich. If you haven't had it, do go out of your way to get one.
They are great.
It's a sandwich with spicy chicken, carrots, radish, chili.
Do you know this is about the third time you've explained what a banh mi sandwich is on this podcast?
And sometimes you can get pate in that as well. I love them.
I know you do. It's adorable. Oh, should we talk about our theme for today?
Please.
Technology. Right, that's that out of the way.
Back to sandwiches.
What's your favourite sandwich? Banh mi.
Banh mi is currently riding high. But if I was in... so.
Go on.
It's the last night of the world.
Yeah.
We've made it.
This is like my question that I ask you when we're on tour. If you could have one, if you were on death row. We don't know what for.
Yeah.
We don't know what he's done. Mm-hmm. But Tom's on death row.
And my response is, if I was on death row, I don't think I'd be that hungry. I'd want to look good on the way out. I'd want to have abs. Finally, they'd say.
Finally.
He's got a six-pack.
Yeah. It's because of all that prison time.
He's really used that time wisely.
And he's in a gang.
And now he's in a gang.
And he has a street name.
Who knew he looked so great with tattoos on his face?
Oh my God. Tom with two teardrops.
Yeah. What does that mean? You killed someone?
I don't really know. I think it might, but I'm not really into gang culture.
Really? really?
No. I've never been in a gang. Well, I was in Reptile Club, but it's very different.
I was going to say.
Hello.
Lesbian Reptile Club.
It wasn't
exclusively lesbian.
It wasn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realise.
There was a guy there that was like 40 who had like a ponytail.
I know.
A car and an iguana. And I literally remember thinking, oh, Darren's got everything.
Did he have an estate car? I was thinking an estate car on a single person is quite tragic, isn't it?
Well, he'd have to transport the iguana. I think he had some snakes as well. You'd have hated him.
I don't think he would have been a friend of mine. Wow, what was his name? Darren. Mm. Do you still see him from time to time?
No, I've not seen Darren since. I imagine he's still wearing a Sepultura t-shirt. And
I do not doubt it for one moment.
And has a ponytail.
Oh, yeah. Of course, they look great on the older man. Look at Karl Lagerfeld.
I mean, very different. He was very different to Karl Lagerfeld.
A very different aesthetic?
Very different aesthetic. Okay. Not how Karl Lagerfeld carries around his cat.
He'd carry around his iguana. How big was an iguana?
Oh, they're quite large.
Are they? What, like a hand span?
Oh, no, Tom, like an arm.
Is a hand span still something that horses are measured in?
Yeah.
And that's from the end of your finger to the elbow on the inside?
No, to there.
Oh, just to the heel of your hand?
Yeah.
What is the one there? Do you remember? What is
that? That's how big an iguana is. From the tip of your finger to like your...
At least elbow.
At least elbow, maybe longer. I mean, some of them you could imagine would get very large.
Including tail or excluding tail?
I think it depends on the kind of guy you are.
Aggressive?
No, quite friendly.
Placid?
I don't know. I mean, dinosaurs, definitely.
They are a dinosaur.
They are.
You could see them at Crystal Palace Park. Have you ever been there?
Yeah, do they have like a glass... Is that the Crystal Palace?
That was the Crystal Palace, which burnt down in 1937.
But don't they have some sort of thing that's like it?
No.
I'm thinking of Ali Pali.
You're thinking of Ali Pali, other side of London. Probably quite equally.
I don't know if there'd be iguanas there.
I don't know if Ali Pali would have iguanas.
Sorry, where are the iguanas in Crystal Palace?
They have dinosaurs, because the Victorians were starting to discover these bones. Had a bone to pick. And
if so, I was an archaeologist, I would definitely call
joke.
My...
Constant
that's what
joke.
I would call my company.
A bone to pick?
Yeah.
Yeah. So many missed opportunities.
And yes. If I was hiring someone to be my assistant, I'd say, I've got a bone to pick with you.
Oh, that's lovely.
Lovely.
That could be the marketing skill.
Any archaeologist listening, get in touch.
Get in touch. You know the P.O. box. And so the Victorians created these dinosaurs that they thought, I mean, maybe it was later than the Victorians, but they created these dinosaurs that they thought dinosaurs looked like from the bones they saw, but they were all quite incorrect anatomically, but still very frightening. And I used to get taken to see them as a child because our dentist is up there.
Oh, your dentist, of course.
But Mum and Dad grew up very near the park.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Are they iguanas?
They are not iguanas, but they do know some very well.
Some very dear.
Very dear.
Family friends.
Family friends are iguanas.
Yeah. I love a lizard. I'd still like one now.
A gecko?
Yeah, sure.
Or an actual, like, how big are lizards?
I mean, like a lizard is like a gecko, I think. I feel like a lot of the stuff that I learned from Reptile Club has gone.
Oh, no. What a shame. You think it would be like...
Like Spice Girl songs.
It'd be like Spice Girl songs.
There are some things I remember from my childhood. Like, I know all the words to Mumbo Number 5.
Yes.
But, like, I can't remember anything that I did in science.
No.
And, like, I keep being told, like, what the pancreas does, and I still have no... Someone has told me about 7 times.
But if you want a little bit of Monica in my life...
Exactly. I have got that down.
A little bit of Jessica.
All night long.
All night long. That's acceptable, apparently, to play all day during on the radio. A little bit of Jessica all night long.
Yeah, I mean, she would be exhausted.
Poor Jessica.
Poor Jess.
She has got some stamina.
Get in touch. You know the PR box.
Jess, are you still in touch with... What was his name?
Oh, Lou...
Reed. No, Lou...
Louise Redknapp. No. Do you remember when she was just Louise?
Of course. You want to see me naked,
no,
undressing
thank you.
Me with your eyes.
You know how much I dislike it when you sing that song to me.
I'm so sorry. Sometimes the power of Louise Redknapp just overcomes me.
The power of love.
So.
Technology.
Technology. Sandwiches. What is your favourite sandwich?
There's a really nice one in Waitrose.
Go on, what is it?
It's brown bread.
Okay, I'm in.
Chicken.
Standard staple.
Chorizo.
Didn't see that coming.
A little bit of rocket.
Oh.
And some chili mayo.
That is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, and what I like to do is I like to squeeze the sandwich together.
Uh-oh.
I've got a real thing about how I eat my sandwiches.
What, to kind of...
To, like, squidge it.
Squidge it.
Is that weird?
No, it's undignified, but it's not weird.
I don't even in the car by myself, like, if I was with friends.
If you were with me, you wouldn't do that, I don't think. I've never seen you... I've seen you have that sandwich, and I've never seen you do that.
Yeah, of course you've seen... You've seen me have that sandwich about 7 times.
At least. Maybe more.
On one day.
On one day.
I was peckish.
My favourite Waitrose sandwich is the...
Because you're all wondering...
I know everybody wanted to know, is the crayfish and rocket with a lemon mayonnaise.
Overrated.
I like that one.
I don't like... Because crayfish are like... You can like see their eyes and stuff, can't you?
Not in a sandwich.
Well, sometimes they're like looking out. Oh my God.
Oh my God. He's looking at us. Stop looking at me like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you kind of... I think in like...
In like a salad.
Langoustine and stuff. But they're very difficult to open. Langoustine.
Yeah, they're like in the shells.
You don't like shellfish, do you? You're very shellfish.
Don't be shellfish.
Please don't be shellfish. Do you not like it?
I find it weird to eat. I'm not getting involved in oysters, absolutely not.
I love them.
No, I don't think anyone likes the taste. I think people like the ceremony of it.
You can say that if you like, but they are nice. I like it. Do you like prawns?
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay then.
But in like a very 70s starter way.
Marie Rose on iceberg lettuce.
Yeah, in like a glass.
Oh, Mum got an iceberg lettuce from Aldi. She said it was free. I don't know how.
My mum fucking loves Aldi so much.
Yeah.
Every time we're eating something from Aldi, she'd be like, guess where that's from?
Is it Aldi?
Guess where that's from?
It's probably Aldi.
Guess where that's from?
Aldi again?
Precisely.
Oh.
And then she'd be like, bought that toaster.
From Aldi? This.
Like, they sell fucking everything in Aldi.
Everything you just said.
I did. I've been in Portsmouth too long. I knew that you'd pick me up on that. Everything.
Everything is everything. Beautiful at the Aldi. So what do they do? So they have the food on the outside and then the stuff in the middle. Is that right? Like ski boots and a snow shovel.
Yeah, like it's really weird.
I like a shop like that.
And it will be like, but like, I mean, an adventure.
An adventure. Like Chibo. Do you remember Chibo?
No.
Mainly a coffee shop, but they had a rotating...
Rotisserie.
They had a rotisserie of things they would bring in. Sometimes it was men's clothing. Sometimes it was microwavable plastics. Sometimes it was...
Oh my God, it must have been like being on The Generation Game.
It was. So, dear family friend Bruce bought the best trousers he's ever had from Chibo. It's true.
You can get everything in Aldi. And Lidl.
Can you? Mum goes in there just for the bread.
Mum goes Lidl because the flowers last longer. Longer than Tesco's.
Do they?
Yeah.
What flowers will your mum go for?
A chrysanthemum.
That's nice.
Those.
Ooh, that
anything
is nice.
Anything though. Mum loves the flowers.
Yeah, my mum likes flowers. My mum...
Flowers.
This doesn't actually... Well, it does work for your mum now, I think. But my mum always says, I'll buy flowers for myself because I don't smoke. But your mum does smoke and she has the flowers.
Wow. She's on her...
She's stopped now.
She's on her e-cig.
She's on the e-cig now.
Auntie Jackie's on the e-cig as well.
Oh.
Although she calls it her pipe, which always makes me laugh. She's like, where's my pipe? Which I'm like, you're not on a pipe.
Does she smoke the one with the box at the end?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that's a bit more like a pipe.
It is kind of like a pipe.
They're quite boxy on there. I sort of want them to make them a bit more aesthetic.
Like a really long one, like Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, yes. Or like a sort of... Like a pipe. I think Dolly Parton at one point smokes a pipe, doesn't she?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think it's...
Two doors down, we're laughing and drinking.
I was two shops down from Susie earlier, and of course I texted her to say I was two doors down. It was a lovely feeling.
If you don't know that Dolly Parton song, let me tell you guys, get on YouTube.
Oh.
Get on your apps.
Get on your apps, Susie likes to say.
The topic back. Technology. Apps. Yes.
Now, my dad always says when they started bringing in computers on Tomorrow's World in the 70s, they said, in the future, computers are going to make working a lot easier. They're going to lighten our workload. Do you think that's happened? Discuss.
Yeah, I do. But I don't necessarily think it's for the best.
It never stops.
No, and I find it all very difficult. There's a lot of things that I can't do on the computer. Mom's like, oh, you're good on the computer, but only because I can, like, open Word.
Well, for us, I suppose it's been so obvious.
No.
But then I suppose for the, you know, the generation just coming along.
Oh, yeah,
now,
my little cousin's like 4 and is like all over the iPad.
They'll be like programming it, won't they? They'll be the zeros and the ones.
I
wonder as well if they'll be into the fake news. They'll be aware. I hope, well, they'll be more conscious because I think we really don't question any information that comes our way. We're like, oh, it's a blog. I'll read that.
That's very true. Because I think that's what a lot of people are like with tabloid. Like, well, they printed it, so it must be true.
Yeah.
And I think that now that we're consuming news in such a different way, I get so much of my stuff from Twitter. And I don't know if that's a good thing.
Probably not. Depends who you're following.
Donald Trump? But why would he lie, right?
Why would he lie? He wouldn't lie. He might sensationalise. But you'll...
Do you have a news app?
No, I don't like the news app.
No.
I sort of go, I'll look at the BBC.
Yeah, me too.
And then...
I'm paying a licence fee, just as well.
I think it's fine if you go... I think it's fine to go anywhere for your news as long as you acknowledge that everyone and everything has a bias. There's no such thing as objectivity and objective truth.
I mean, a lot of people come to us, this podcast, for their news.
This is probably the most objective news source you can get.
Yeah, I'd say so. We're hoping to win something at the Journalist of the Year Award.
Can you imagine if we got Journalists of the Year Awards?
Oh, it'd be so
if that
great.
Even is a thing. An awards. But I think if you're reading a newspaper, it's fine. But you just have to go, oh, this is their bent. That's
all right.
Or we don't say that anymore. They say
that people being bent.
Oh yeah. Oh my god. What a bender.
Bender. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a bender then? Are you a bender? Are you bent?
I don't know.
People would say that.
I don't know. I'm seven.
Bent as a nine. Bent as a nine bob note.
Oh yeah. I've heard that before. An iron hoof.
Oof.
Puff.
What is an iron hoof, though?
You.
Basically, yeah. Basically. But what, like, a lot of that stuff is all, like, caught up in things that don't exist anymore.
Yeah.
What is it? Is it something to do with...
An iron hoof?
Yeah.
I don't know, is it... I've got no idea.
Well, I don't know. A hoof? Is it for carrying something?
Or like an animal's hoof?
Oh, an iron hoof.
Yeah.
Poof.
Oh, you know Tom, he's a poof.
What a poof. Yeah. Well, what can you do?
What can you do?
Technology.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a soda stream, or did you know anyone with a soda stream?
Yes, a girl at my school, Polly Bartlett, had a soda stream.
Oh,
it was very exciting.
Polly. She would be as well with a name like Polly.
It's very exciting.
Was she very cool?
She put the soda stream on. Susie took it off again.
What did you have soda streamed?
I don't know. She'd have like the gels thing that you'd put in.
It's a lot of faff and bother.
It is a lot of faff and bother. It's like a tea's made. Just make a cup of tea.
Similarly, though, why not just buy Coca-Cola?
Pop.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't
like, you'd have to have it delivered, I think, at one point.
Absolutely not.
I never understand it.
No. Were there any children's games that you like? Was there anything that was... Like,
I had a slush puppy maker.
Oh, did you? Oh, I'm very jealous.
Which was like a snowman.
Yeah.
With and then a you tummy. Like,
and you poured stuff out of his tummy, right?
Yeah. But we didn't really use it very much.
No, it's one of those things that you think you're going to use.
You never do. But like a toasted sandwich maker.
Yeah.
Seldom
just do it in the pan.
Used. Just do it. Do you do a toasted sandwich in the pan?
Yeah.
In butter?
Yeah. It's the ruffle way.
I think it's like a grilled cheese, isn't it?
It's the heart disease way.
No, but I think that sounds nice.
Love it, Tom.
I think my nan might have done it at some point, and then it was...
Gherkin, smoked cheese, bit of ham.
What a lovely sandwich.
Ham, ham, ham.
White bread?
Whatever
you got. Because a toasted cheese sandwich I used to like in a sandwich maker.
Yeah.
And especially the burnt edges you get. Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? The burnt edges. That's all I live for, is the burnt edges.
Of
I mean,
life.
I'm sure there's some sort of towel... Buddhist kind of thing about the
like,
journey.
Tom,
you
deserve the inner melty cheesy bit.
Enjoy the inner melty cheesy bit as much as you. It's not all about the crust.
And
life is getting to the crust. I bet some people didn't like the crust and had to be told to eat them because it would put hair on their head.
Yeah, make their hair curly.
I loved it.
See,
it's not all
again,
true.
Again, debunking old wives' tales.
That's what we mean. News. Yes, a crust.
Do you think it's easier to be gay in a technology world?
Or a sandwich. Gay or a sandwich.
Gay
or a sandwich.
What would you prefer to be, or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you prefer to be, listeners? Gay or a sandwich? I think I'd like to be a gay sandwich.
Would you? What would that be?
I don't know. Me between two hunks.
Really bad.
Really bad. Not even.
A little bit of spicy sauce.
A little bit of spicy sauce on top. And
some sausage.
And a hell of a lot of sausage. Something like that. Something really crass like that.
Yeah, something really...
Or a baguette. That would be a gay sandwich, wouldn't it?
Yeah, because it's sort of... Oh, I feel like we've really taken the tone down.
We've really taken it down, haven't we? What would you rather be, gay or a sandwich?
I don't want to be a sandwich.
No one wants to be a sandwich. That's what we've learned.
There you go. I'm so pleased that we've covered this.
We've finally
answered. What are we, like 80 episodes in? Finally. We've spoken about sandwiches.
We've spoken about the two things I like the most, gay and sandwich. Gay or a sandwich.
Gay or a sandwich. It's a great game. It's a new game.
It's the new...
Someone speak to ITV2.
It's the new panel show coming your way. Gay or a sandwich. Gay or a sandwich. Sometimes, though...
Go on.
I think, do I want to be gay tonight? Or shall I have a sandwich? And I sometimes will have a sandwich.
Do you know that they're not mutually exclusive?
Sometimes I'll have a sandwich and then I'll go out and be gay.
Look, that's the thing, Tom.
Sometimes.
Don't let anyone stop you.
Don't let anyone stop you.
From being who you want to be.
Be whatever you want. Be whatever you want. If you want to be a sandwich. Also, Jane Asher Dressing Up Guide has some lovely costumes if you want to dress up as a sandwich.
There you go.
There you go. We're news.
You can see that.
We're information. We're life-affirming. And we're also advice for how to move forward.
You're welcome.
Everybody's welcome.
We have three more tour shows that we can plug.
Let us plug.
This Saturday, which is Saturday the 27th of May, Milton Keynes.
Milton Keynes, the stables. Now, I was told today on Facebook, this isn't a place where horses are going to be. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know. I've played it before. It's lovely, but there are no horses.
No horses will be there. So if you maybe are phobic of horses...
You can still come.
You can now come. If you are hoping to see some horses, then you shouldn't come.
Or just come for the show and then we'll talk about
horses. I don't like it when horses sit in the show.
No, I know.
Always there with a long face.
Always after every joke.
After every joke. Kicking off at the bar.
Oh, you know what they're like.
Oh. It's still my first time at the radio.
June the 23rd.
Yes.
Great Torrington.
Great Torrington. Not ordinary Torrington.
No, the great one.
The great Torrington.
And then Saturday the 24th, Ivy Bridge.
And that is called that because the bridge is made entirely of ivy. That's how strong the ivy is there.
Oh my God, that's very exciting. Can't wait
to
get there.
Also, it's also the basis of the character Ivy from Coronation Street.
The things we learn on this podcast.
The things we learn on this podcast.
Let's do
two of those last things were not true.
You can decide which ones. Tom, you're in Edinburgh every day, 8 o'clock in the Cabaret Bar?
Yes, ma'am.
I am also in Edinburgh. Oh, that's at the Pleasance.
Pleasance Courtyard.
Courtyard. I'm also in the Pleasance Courtyard.
Yes.
At 9:45.
Yes, you are.
In the below. Buy tickets for our show. Come along. Say hi.
Come along and say hi. Say hello to us on Twitter. Write a thing on iTunes. We love that.
Yeah, we love that.
Send us an email. We love to get your emails.
We love getting your emails. Chat to likemindedfriends at gmail.com.
And we love you being there. And we hope that you will join us again next week on Like Minded Friends.
Enjoy your sandwich.
Have a lovely sandwich. Okay, bye. Bye, bye, bye. Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.